A spaceship supplied with electrical power by the energy of the sun. Large amounts of electricity generated by power plants using the ocean's tides. Modern windmills spanning the countryside generating electrical power. And an entire city heated by the energy found deep below the Earth's surface. These are not the far-fetched ideas of science fiction writers, but they represent actual energy resources that are being used in a limited way today, and perhaps will play an even larger role in the future. Solar, water, wind, and geothermal energy represent energy alternatives to the non-renewable fossil fuels, coal, oil, and natural gas, whose supplies are rapidly being used up. Let's take a closer look at these natural resources to see what they are, how they work, and what possibilities they may hold for the future. The potential of energy from the sun, or solar energy, is enormous. The sun has always been the Earth's most important energy source, providing natural fuel for animal and plant life. In fact, all energy consumed by people has come from the sun. The sun is also responsible for creating winds, ocean currents, and weather. Enough sunlight falls on the United States in just 2 days to provide more power than the country's known reserves of fossil fuels. However, this energy is spread out over a vast area. The challenge is to capture it, concentrate it, and to store it, so it can be used to drive machines, to heat homes and offices, and to generate electricity. Solar energy may be used in a passive manner by constructing buildings to best take advantage of the sun's natural ability for heating and cooling. Applying the technology of solar collectors and solar cells are active methods of producing solar energy. The largest use of solar energy is for rooftop solar heaters to provide hot water systems for homes. Panels on the roofs of houses are usually black metal tubes covered with glass or plastic to reduce the loss of heat. The sunlight passes through the glass or plastic and is absorbed by the metal underneath. This heats the water that runs through the tubes and is used to heat the house. To use solar energy on a large scale requires many reflectors. Their curved, shiny surfaces focus the sunlight on one spot in order to intensify the heat. If enough heat is generated, steam can be created to move a turbine and produce electricity. Solar cells, or photovoltaic cells, are another method of using the sun to make electricity. The photovoltaic cells contain crystals, which help produce an electric current when sunlight strikes them. Since these cells are rather expensive, this method of producing solar energy is still limited. The other main disadvantage of solar energy is the interruptions caused by darkness and cloudy weather that would necessitate having to store energy for these times. Some scientists see the possibility of having a solar power station in space that would send energy to Earth using microwaves. This system could work day and night, eliminating the need for energy storage. While solar energy does not provide all the answers to our energy problems, it does offer a safe, non-polluting alternative to fossil fuels and may be an important part of our future resources. Like solar energy, energy from moving water is another abundant source of non-polluting power. 3/4 of the Earth's surface is covered by water, with currents and tides, which could potentially be transformed into electricity. The energy of moving water has been used to grind grain, to saw wood, and to lift objects. Some of these mills are still operating, but today water power is used mainly to generate electricity. Electric energy produced from moving water is called hydroelectric energy. Only about 1% of the world's energy comes from hydroelectric power. Water flowing over a dam or waterfalls turns a turbine, and the turbine turns an electric generator. A water power plant can operate only where water flows from a higher place to a lower place. The use of hydroelectric power plants is also limited because few are located near enough to the cities where the power is needed. Although water costs nothing, cannot be used up, and supplies energy without pollution, environmentalists are still concerned that building dams could affect the ecological balance of an area. Another form of water energy can be obtained from the ocean's tides. Tides are caused by the gravitational pull of the sun and moon on large bodies of water. Tidal energy can be used wherever there are high tides in a bay that can be enclosed in a dam. Power plants built along the seacoast take advantage of the energy created by the rise and fall of the water's tides. The movement of the tides is used to turn turbines and produce electricity. While tidal energy is limited to a few areas and can only operate at certain times for a short period, it can provide some relief from the dependency on a shrinking supply of coal, oil, and natural gas. Like water, wind is a source of energy that has been used for centuries. Sailing ships were probably the first kind of technology to harness the power of wind energy. On land, windmills have been used to pump water and turn millstones. And in rural America, the spinning blades of the windmill were once a common sight, generating electricity to run the farm. Today, however, farms require more energy than can be supplied by a standard windmill. To use wind to generate electricity on a large scale, there must be large windmills and a steady wind. There also must be efficient ways to store wind energy for use during times when there is no wind. Other problems that need to be solved include the placement of windmills where they will not interfere with the environment and the construction of blades that will be long enough to generate enough power and strong enough to withstand enormous stress. Cost is another major obstacle. Although wind may be free, the machinery to harness it is still very expensive. Due to the high cost of equipment, lack of storage capabilities, and its undependable nature, no large-scale attempts to develop wind energy have been made. But scientists do not lack for ideas. Some have even suggested floating gigantic wind towers off the New England coast. While some see wind power as a step back with little practical application, to others, it is a step towards an energy resource that is clean and safe. Out of all the possible future resources, perhaps the one that will prove the most productive is geothermal energy. Geothermal energy is a kind of energy produced from the heat deep below the Earth's surface. The temperature at the center of the Earth is about 11,000 degrees Fahrenheit, 6,000 degrees Celsius, which makes it potentially a very powerful source of energy. Scientists believe this heat is caused by the decay of radioactive materials deep inside the Earth. The heat is so great that it produces magma or molten rock, which heats water that has seeped underground. This produces steam, which sometimes escapes as a geyser. Power companies drill into areas where this underground steam is trapped and direct it toward blades of steam turbines. In areas where underground steam does not exist naturally, engineers can create it by injecting water into hot rock. While there is only a limited number of places where geothermal energy can be used, it is already producing more electricity than either solar or wind energy. Perhaps the most dramatic example of geothermal energy can be seen in Iceland, a volcanic island near the Arctic Circle. The geothermal activity here is so great that the capital city of Reykjavik can be centrally heated from it. Although geothermal energy does not produce smoke, there is a large amount of sulfur in the steam that can cause serious air pollution problems unless it is removed. Still, geothermal energy, like solar, water, and wind energy, is a lesser threat to the environment than fossil fuels. However, technological and economic problems still prevent these natural resources from being more widely used. Scientists are working to overcome these problems, as well as trying to discover other alternatives. Since no single energy resource will supply all the world's energy needs, many different sources will have to be developed. The sun, water, and wind are constants. These resources have always been there, making them our oldest natural resources. But they are also resources for the future.